You know, we just got to try to take advantage of all of them.
But given how long it had been since you played in a regular NFL game, was there anything that caught you off guard or that you had to adjust to because of, you know, maybe the amount of plays, the, you know, all that stuff?
And just being tired, I mean, you know, and just being sore on Monday, you know, I don't know if I've ever been that sore before, but, you know, it's a good feeling because, you know, I know it was like last year, you know, not playing, so I was pretty fresh, you know, besides the injury. So, I mean, it is a good feeling.
How much more fresh would you be if he's playing? And it looks like he probably just
probably, you know, more. He has a lot of depth, you know, for us. You know, when he's up, you know, he's going to get in there. He's going to play. And, you know, it's obviously going to, you know, increase the amount of rest that we get in there. So, you know, we look forward to him getting back out there. It's a little difficult because, like you said, you don't know them. Heck, we haven't played the Bengals in a regular season game in 4 years, so you're not used to them. You don't know what wrinkles they have. You know, the people you're going against, you're not used to. You know, we've got one real game to watch off of them, so. You know, we're just going to have to try to study the mess out of that in the preseason games, you know, and just try to get a feel for them. Well, you know, it's the same amount of time, but you just really got to, you know, maybe the things that you try to focus in on, you know, are a little different. You know, you really have to try to focus in on the player, you know, when you're playing against Chicago or Minnesota, Detroit, some of the guys you may know, you know, already and have a feel for some of the things they do or like to do. But, you know, with a team like this, you don't know, so you really got to try to study what their tendencies are. No, I caught a quick glimpse of it. You know, I saw the Child Please one, but that was it. Not really, you know, because we didn't watch. Well, I don't know about some of the other guys, but, you know, I didn't really watch it. You know, I wasn't paying much attention to it. So it's one of those things that, you know, even in that stuff, the difference between a game and, you know, training camp practices and all that stuff, it's a big difference. So, you know, once you get out there in the field, you know, it's going to be a lot of different things that come at you and, you know, techniques with adrenaline going and all that stuff that you really got to be ready for.
What sort of challenges do you see that you've kind of started taking a look at the film on these guys for you guys this weekend?
I'll just being prepared for anything they throw at us. You know, our number one, you know, thing is going to be stop the run. They got a pretty big offensive line. You know, they're going to try to get the hands on us, you know, and move us out of the holes and, you know, get the running back creases to run through. So we've got to stop the run. You know, if we can stop the run and keep them one-dimensional, you know, that'll help us out a lot.
Defensively, you guys were able to obviously create a lot of chaos. Do you see that continuing? Do you think you surprised the Bears a little bit? Do you think you can get that even though now guys are starting to get film on you guys? It won't be all on scouting, so to speak.
Well, you know, people will start to get a feel for us, you know, as we're getting feels for other people. And, you know, it's something that, you know, we still got to be as motivated as we are every game as we were going into the Chicago game. You know, all the turnovers and stuff, we still believe we can keep that up, you know, regardless of how teams may study for us or know what we can do. And we just got to, you know, keep preparing to try.